Nolte, Media Hysteria Convinced Americans 30 Million Died of Coronavirus. By John Nolte on July 29, 2020. A survey shows that Americans believe some 30 million of us have died from the coronavirus, which means they are off by more than 2,000%. Although fewer than 150,000 Americans have died at the hands of the China virus, when asked to pick a percentage of the American population who succumbed to the virus, Americans chose an average of 9%. 9%. With a population of, give or take, 330 million. 9% rounds up to 30 million dead, when the truth is that not even 1% of the population has been lost to the virus, that would be 3.3 million dead. What we're talking about is something less than 0.1%, which happens to be one of the lowest rates in the world. It gets worse. When asked how many Americans have caught the virus, the average number chosen was 20%, so 66 million. The real number is just 4 million. Are people just stupid? Do they not know there are more than 300 million people in America? Or not know that fewer than 150,000 have died? Or are they just that bad at math? It's probably a mix of all three, but as journalist Alex Berenson pointed out when commenting on the survey, the panic porners have won. Although the reality of the coronavirus is nothing close to the horrors the experts predicted while conning us into these incredibly destructive lockdowns 4 months ago. Although we now know the coronavirus is no more lethal to those under 50 than the conventional flu, the 24/7 politically driven hysteria from the corporate media, left-wing activists, and the Democrat Party still has people bamboozled into believing this thing is 2,000 times worse than it actually is. And since that 9% has been averaged, that means a whole lot of people chose a much higher number. The politically driven aspect of this is obvious. The more terrified people are, the more convinced they are the virus is 2,000 times worse than it actually is, the harder it is for President Trump to get re-elected. This is also why the fake news media are hoping to gaslight people into believing Governor Andrew Cuomo, DNY, did a good job. He didn't, especially if you had a loved one in a New York nursing home, while in Florida, Texas, and Georgia are on the verge of an apocalypse. While there have been an increase in cases in those three states, there has also been an increase in testing, which means you are going to find more cases. The death and hospitalization rates, the numbers that should matter most, are relatively stable and nothing close to alarming. Nevertheless, the media are pretending those states are horror shows in the hopes those states will flip to Democrats in the 2020 presidential election. So far, that strategy is working. According to the polling, Trump is on the bubble in all three of those states, states he won by comfortable margins in 2016. Also not helping is Trump himself, who, until recently, seemed more interested in tweeting his childish grievances than communicating what his administration is doing about the virus and offering a counter-narrative to the media's partisan hysteria by way of an effective communications strategy. Trump has rebooted his coronavirus briefings. This might help, but only if the president shows some discipline and leadership, as opposed to last time when he turned the briefings into interminable, all about Trump grudge matches with a media that was determined to destroy the briefings. So not all of this is media's fault, or the fault of math teachers, or the fault of an America more familiar with Kim Kardashian's beauty routine than the population of its own country.